Brothers and sisters, let's rise as we read God's word together. Scripture is found in your sermon notes. We'll be reading from Psalm 84, and we'll read this together, all 12 verses. Okay, let's begin. How lovely is your dwelling place, Lord Almighty. My soul yearns, even faints, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God. Even a sparrow has found a home, and a swallow a nest for herself, where she may have her young, a place near your altar. Lord Almighty, my King and my God, blessed are those who dwell in your house. They are ever praising you. Blessed are those whose strength is in you, whose hearts are set on pilgrimage, and they pass through the valley of Baca. They make it a place of springs. The autumn rains also cover it with pools. They go from strength to strength, till each appears before God in Zion. Hear my prayer, Lord God Almighty. Listen to me, God of Jacob. Look on our shield, O God. Look with favor on your anointed one. Better is one day in your courts than a thousand elsewhere. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of the wicked. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord bestows favor and honor. No good thing does he withhold from those whose walk is blameless. Lord Almighty, blessed is the one who trusts in you. And the Lord bless the reading of his word. Please have a seat.
I started to pay attention to Psalm 84 30-some years ago when a house church leader from China shared with me that during that time when the government church was not developed well and Christians only meet with their own house churches, but they are illegal. So they are afraid of the government will come and stop their service and also take away their leaders. So every time when they meet, they have a rejoicing feeling. Psalm 84 is their heart feeling. Whenever they can meet together, it's a blessing. But to us, we meet every Sunday. Sunday after Sunday, you never have to ask whether we have Fraserland morning service on Sunday. You don't have to ask when are we going to have our next worship. Because we have already taken Sunday worship for granted. Well, I can skip church. I can come late and leave early. I don't have to have the Psalm 84 feeling, the psalm that we have just read. Oh, this is so precious that we can meet and worship God together. But in our Western culture, when we have the freedom to worship, when the government of Canada allowed us to meet, we don't take this seriously. So the title is rather long. Let us go to the church or go to the house of the Lord. It's actually taken from Psalm 122. I rejoice with those who said to me, let us go to the house of the Lord. I took that from another psalm, but with the same tone and meaning. Today I want you to be encouraged to come to worship God privately 24/7. Every day you worship God. Worship is not only Sunday morning, 11 o'clock. Every day we use our life to worship God, reflect His glory, give honor to Him. But at the same time, we have to learn to love the church that God placed us here. He put us together not without reason. We are here together as a family, as a body of Christ. We learn to love this church. That's also the core meaning of Psalm 84. So I want to divide this psalm into three parts. First of all, seeking his face means coming to worship him. Whether you worship God privately or corporately, you seek his face. So seeking his face, verses 1 to 4 tell us is how lovely. Now, have you ever imagined coming to Sunday worship, you use how lovely to describe our time with God? But the author of Psalm 84 used that. How lovely. How lovely is your dwelling place, Lord Almighty, or God of the military. He's a strong and powerful God. We love to come and worship you. Your place is so lovely. But think of the author at that time. If you're talking about the tabernacle or the even Solomon's temple, they are not really lovely. The tabernacle is just like gigantic camp using fabric and wood to put together. It's not lovely. Solomon's temple actually is very small. It's about 60 feet by 90 feet. Some of you, your home, your residential lot is bigger than that. It's a small place. But sometimes we thought, wow, must be like a palace. No, it's not a palace. It's a very ordinary looking temple. Why the author said, how wonderful or how lovely it is to come to your dwelling place to worship you. This is better. This is more lovely, and this is the only loving place that I want to serve and worship. Second verse, my soul yearns, even faints, for the courts of the Lord, my heart and my flesh cried out for the living God. Actually, it's an inside thirst and hunger to meet with God. Wherever I meet, that place is a lovely place. Do you have the yearning and longing, thirsty feeling when you come to worship today? I hope you develop that next Saturday and come here with that attitude and feeling. Maybe we get used to the Sunday morning, 11 o'clock. We have taken it for granted too long. But to some people, meeting together to worship God is a blessing. All right. When you say, my soul yearns and even faints, my heart and flesh cried out to the Lord. I think of Psalm 103. It says, praise the Lord, my soul. All my inmost being, praise his holy name. Everything inside of me, this is only a shell, a housing, containing the soul and spirit of the true Paul Choi. The whole thing inside, worship God, long to meet with our Lord and praise his holy name. And I think the popular song that you sing all the time is inspired by 103 verse 1. When you read the two, you see the similarity. About 10 years ago, I was in this country. I don't want to say because the recording will be broadcast in our website, so I don't want to say anything sensitive. I was in a country that They do not allow Christians to freely worship and plant the churches. A group of construction workers from China, they were new believers. They have yearnings to worship God. They have a longing and thirst and hunger to come to church. These people walk 2 hours to the church. One, because they want to save money. Every penny they save, they send back to home. Second, they live in the middle of nowhere, literally in the desert. There is no street address. They can't tell you where they live because it's not a secret, but they don't have the address to tell you. So there might not be public transportation. So they walk 2 hours to the church. They worship and then walk 2 hours back. How many of you walk to the church today? I know some of you live very close by. Good. But not 2 hours one way. These people have a yearning and longing heart. They come because they want to worship God. All right? If you drive, don't complain that you could not find a parking space. Walk a little bit. These people walk 2 hours one way. And then verse 3, even a sparrow has found a home and a sorrow, a nest for herself. The author is jealous or maybe envy about the little animals that they could find places in the temple or in the tabernacle to build their nest. Oh, so good. They are so close to God. They're living so close to God. It's a one way the author wants to describe his feeling. Do you have that same feeling? Years ago, when I first landed in Canada, first day I arrived in Vancouver was Saturday, and then Sunday, I didn't go to church. I was a new believer, just baptized 2 days before I flew out from Hong Kong. I have a yearning heart. I want to worship God. But the first Sunday, I couldn't find any church because I was new here and I was tired and I didn't go to church. The second week, I went with my relatives to their church. I didn't feel good. I didn't know why. I didn't like their style of worship. And years later, when I went to Bible school, I did a research and found out that this church, their doctrine is not as sound as what we embrace. So I thank God that he prevented me to go into a cult church. I didn't feel good, so the third Sunday, I didn't go to church because I didn't want to go to the cult church. I didn't know it was a cult church. I was crying when they left for their church, and I was home and in bed. I didn't want to get up. I was in tears. I was crying and asking God, why? You took me from where I was born, and I had a church there, and you brought me to a new place, and I have no church to go to. I want to worship you, but I couldn't find any place. So for maybe 1 or 2 weeks, I didn't go to church. And then finally, I asked my relative to drive me to the Alliance Church. I knew there was an Alliance Church. So he drove me to this Alliance Church on Saturday night, and on Sunday, my brother and I took the bus and visited this church. Sunday morning, we woke up early. We walked to Kingsway in Victoria, took the bus, but no bus came. Took a long time before the first bus came, and then we took the bus, went to the church. Finally, we sat down in this place. How lovely it was, even though 45 minutes late. So I was late for church. I can say that you are late because I made the same mistake, but it was not my fault. It's a transit schedule problem. I sat in there 45 minutes late, and I felt so good. Finally, Lord, I could come to your house. I could worship you together with other people, all strangers. I didn't know a soul. Even Bernice was there, but I didn't know her. It was so good. I don't know why God delayed the process of giving me a home church to go to. But later I found out that even in hockey, you can learn principles of life. I know the coaches usually put the players on a bench for a long period of time. Don't let them get on the ice, so that when they are on the ice, they are very aggressive. They will perform really, really well. So maybe God put me on the bench for a few weeks and finally allowed me to go to a church. And that church became my home church for 40-some years. And I dedicated my life to God. I was married 40 years ago today at that church. I grew up, I became a pastor. My first job is a VCAC. So today I have the privilege of standing before you sharing the word of God. It's because God allowed me to find that church. And since then, that is my lovely place. And I hope you can find a lovely place. Hopefully, Fraserland is your lovely place. How blessed. When you approach God, worship God, when you come to his house to worship him, you have all the benefits. How blessed. Verses 5 to 11, skipping verse 10. First of all, verses 5 and 7 tells you that you will find strength. Wow. How wonderful. We are all weak. We all sing songs, little children's song. We are weak, but thou art strong. We need God's power to sustain us. And we need his power to empower us so that we can serve and take care of each other and take care of God's household. So we need strength. All right? So when we come to worship him, we are strengthened. I'm not talking about physical strength, not physical health, but spiritual strength inside of you. And I'm not talking about inner strength that some seminar will offer you, charge you a lot of money so that you can be assertive and have inner strength, not that kind. This young lady, 26 years old, from USA, he served in that country. I don't want to say it so that the whole world knows. He was captured and then killed. Lately, Some people who were captured at the same time witnessed that, told the public that this young lady, she was tortured, raped, verbally abused, and finally murdered, all because of her faith. The others survived. They were captured for a long time, but they were released. They witnessed that the last line, she refused to renounce Christ. That's the strength I'm talking about. This, your faith, guarding your faith, walking, living out your faith, and strength so that you would be bold enough to witness to people and ask people to come to Fraserlands, invite people to come close to God. That kind of strength. All right. Verse 6. This is talking about when people went to the temple in Jerusalem. They walk a long way and also through the desert. This is a valley of Baca. It means a valley of tears. They make it a place of strengths, springs. The autumn rains also cover it with pools. That means they're walking in a very dry and boring place. Now, sometimes we walk in our life journey. It's boring and dry and colorless. But God refreshes. Just like walking here, you have nothing to see. We live in Vancouver. We live in BC. We have green surroundings. We also have taken that for granted. People walking a long way in the desert, they want rain. People from Southern California, they come up here when during winter time. We apologize that the weather is not favorable. They said, no, this is romantic. We don't have that kind of weather. We enjoy the moisture from above. All right? So God refreshes, like raining in a desert, and you see the puddles, proving that God is refreshing us. Now, this is one of the benefits that we approach God. God will refresh us. God will also listen to our prayer. All right? I want to speed up a little bit because of time concern. All right? He will hear our prayer. Sometimes we question and doubt. God, are you listening? I pray many, many times. Are you listening? But here, God's promise is he will listen to us. And then verses 9 and 11 tells you that God is our shield. He is our sun and shield. Shield means protection. Sun means no favoritism. Sun comes out and everyone will feel the warm and see the lights. The sun doesn't come out for certain people, one group of people, and then ignore the others. It's no favoritism. So God is going to protect us regardless. We are his children. Protection. I don't know too much about computer, but this is a symbol of what? Firewall. Firewall is for protection. Firewall wasn't invented by human beings. Read this verse, Zechariah 2:5. And I myself will be a wall of fire. God is our firewall. He is our 100% protection. Awesome. So under the sun, there's no new things. And I love this Psalm 34:7. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him, and he delivers them. How many angel?
One
solo angel protects how many people? Wow, lots of people, them. Sometimes we think, oh, I need a whole army of angels to protect me. No need, just one angel or part-time angel. Because one angel taking care of a whole bunch of people. Maybe one angel taking care of the whole congregation of Faith Land. This is wonderful. God's protection. Okay, finally, how wonderful. Using how lovely, how blessed, how wonderful to describe approaching God, seeking His face. Better is one day in your courts and than a thousand elsewhere. We have sang that song. Thank you, Stephen and Naomi. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of the wicked. I rather do this than that. A lot of words, but to save time, let me eliminate some words. Better than and rather than. Better than and rather than means comparison. You compare this and that, which is better? Rather than is your choice. So you compare and then choose the better one. Does it make sense? So the author is trying to teach us to choose the better one. You're here because it's better to worship God with Fraserland people than going elsewhere. You love that activity, but I better be here. All right? And maybe you have other things you were struggling this morning, whether you should go there or come to church. And finally, you win. God wins. You are here because it's better here than elsewhere. When I was very young, in high school, that's many years ago, my friends loved to organize dancing parties, usually on Saturday. Then I had to choose, because Saturday is fellowship time for me. I had to choose whether I should go to fellowship or join their parties. I think the inside Paul Choi is telling myself that I should go to church. I should join the fellowship. I was a seeker and then a young believer. I should go to church. After one or twice, my friends gave up. They didn't bother to ask me whether you want to come to our dancing party. They knew my decision is going to church. So they didn't even want to invite me. I thank God. I grew spiritually. I know a lot of friends in church, and I got to know Molly accidentally. 1924, Summer Olympics. This guy is a sure win of a gold medal, but because of the event happened on Sunday, he claimed that it's better to go to worship God and observe Sabbath than gaining another medal. If you don't know him, Google and find out his story. Or see the movie, Chariots of Fire. It's your choice. Better than, rather than, is your choice. Skipping one. I rejoice for those who said to me, let us go to the house of the Lord. Another verse. Lord, I love the house where you live, the place where your glory dwells. Okay? I finish on time. 3 points, very easy to remember. Open your Bible to Psalm 84, 3 adjectives or describing the heart of the author. How lovely, how blessed, and how wonderful. Okay? And finally, I want to read this psalm together. I read the blue line and you read the rest. Hope this will become our personal prayer. One thing I ask from the Lord, this only do I seek. How lovely that we can come to your house, Lord. Thank you for giving us all the benefits when we approach you. And it is our choice to choose to worship you today because you are worthy. And we bow before you, humble ourselves before you, knowing that we are so close to God, it's already a blessing. And pray that this blessing will not remain only in our lives, but will overflow so that other people can have a taste of our wonderful, marvelous God. In Christ's name, amen.